1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. President Biden met with major companies from Live Nation to Airbnb today at the White House to get rid of their hidden fees.
This is a win for consumers, in my view, and proof that our crackdown on junk fees has real momentum. But there's more to do.
CBS's Nancy Cordes has more on what that means.
The goal of getting all kinds of service companies to root out hidden fees. It's when you go to book a hotel room and there's a resort fee that you didn't know about, or you know, you go to buy tickets for a concert and then there are convenience charges that sometimes cost half of what the ticket itself costs.
The South faces more severe weather today.
A tree fell onto Glenda Williams' mobile home in Lexington, Mississippi.
It demolished two rooms and the wall of a third room. It went through a bedroom, bathroom, and came out through a dining room wall.
More severe weather, including tornadoes, is likely today across the South. The highest risk area of 4 out of 5 is across much of Oklahoma. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
Two more Americans have died in a hotel room in Mexico. CBS's Christopher Cruz.
Carbon monoxide is the suspected cause of death of the two at a luxury resort on Mexico's Baja California. Local officials have identified the two as 28-year-old Abby Lutz of Newport Beach, California, and 41-year-old John Heathcoe. Her family said she and John thought they had food poisoning and went to the hospital to get treatment. We were told they were feeling much better a few days later. The family says they were told the two died due to improper venting.
Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman Mark Milley is in Brussels meeting with an international alliance now that helped Ukraine in its war against Russia.
The international effort has trained almost 60,000 Ukrainian soldiers for this current operation, and many of whom are engaged in close combat as we stand here today.
And he says he believes Ukraine will ultimately beat the Kremlin. Miami's Mayor Francis Suarez is talking about his decision to run for president in 2024. Here's CBS's Robert Costa.
Suarez is one of now three Republicans vying for the Republican nomination, joining Trump and Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. Suarez does have some support in Miami, but this will be his first test on the national stage. And as part of that, he will speak tonight at the Reagan Presidential Library.
Five-time Oscar-winning composer John Williams surprised the cast of Indiana Jones 5 with a full orchestra performance at the film's premiere last night in L.A. Harrison Ford is set to crack the whip as the iconic character for a final time when the movie hits theaters June 30th. This is CBS News.
Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples store.
Texting enrolls you in recurring automated marketing text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Leaving for the gym so early?
I'm ready to go.
Since you started taking Nugenix Total T, you've been acting like when we met in our 20s.
I feel like myself again. Lower testosterone after turning 40 slowed me down. Nugenix Total T has been a game changer for me.
What is it about Nugenix Total T that's different?
Well, it's a patented key ingredient called Testofen. It boosts free and total testosterone to help you get back the drive and energy from your youth. It's backed by 5 clinical studies.
I've seen the huge difference it's made for you in the gym, at work, and in the bedroom.
I'm so glad I sent them a text for my complimentary bottle. Text TIP to 42424 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T. Nugenix is the number one selling testosterone-boosting brand at GNC and Walmart. Do it now, and we'll also send you a bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, our newest, most powerful fat burner ever. Absolutely free. Text TIP to 42424. That's TIP to 42424.
Products and statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or illness.
News is brought to you by Gingras Thompson & Wachs, a statewide team of personal injury lawyers getting you the justice you deserve. Call 855-954-1186 for a free consultation. When it comes to achieving successful jury verdicts and settlements, one law firm stands out above the rest. Gingras Thompson & Wachs, a $6.2 million settlement for a woman permanently paralyzed as a result of medical malpractice. $4.9 million to members of a family injured due to the negligence of a truck driver and his employer. Call Gingras Thompson & Wachs today. 855-954-1186. 954-1186.
All in to win. Gingras Thompson and Fox. GTWLawyers.com.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. partly cloudy tonight with a low of 48. Northeasterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy again tomorrow. Daytime high is approaching 77. Mainly clear skies tomorrow night. Lows around 53. Low 80s Saturday. Warmer Sunday with highs in the mid 80s and scattered showers possible. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 61.
Welcome, everybody, to Midday Magazine for this June 15th, 2023. You have your host, James J. here. At 3:30, we're going to be joined by Jackie Carantini, Human Development and Relationships Educator with UW Extension Madison. Looking forward to talking with Jackie. Right now, we have Jill Akalina Alecnia.
That was closer.
It was closer.
Alecna.
Alecna. Jeez, you told me like 20 seconds ago. Jillian is here. I won't mess up that part. Jill, thanks so much for being here today. She joins us from Visit Rome. How you been?
I've been good. Definitely busy.
Yeah.
As we probably say every time we're on the show, Rome is definitely alive and well during the summer.
Yeah. We want to send a big shout out to our friends at Nakusa Port Edward State Bank for sponsoring the segment. We appreciate them. Say a good morning to Lisa as well, your partner over there.
Yes. Good morning, Lisa.
Hope she's doing well. Let's go ahead and kick things off in a really fun spot with the Rome Farmers Market coming back.
Yeah. So tomorrow and every Friday through, I believe, September 29th, is the Rome Farmers Market in our Rome Town Center. If you've ever seen the splash pad or the gazebo, right there. Join us for live music, food vendors, crafts, produce, and just a lot of great local goodies.
Yeah. It's, you know, whenever we talk about our farmers markets, the first thing that comes to me is, you know, getting great produce and helping support our ag industry at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty unique, but these are a lot of fun too.
They are.
People love going to them, and it's certainly for all the reasons I just said, but also those organic, you know, conversations you have and running into people that you may not have seen in a while and a lot of that. It's a get together.
Yeah.
It's a fun event, and as Jill said, every Friday you can look forward to that from 9 to 1. And where does this take place?
Rome Town Center.
Mm-hmm. On tomorrow as well, we got Draft on the Road Bike Ride. What is this?
So Draft, for all of you that don't see the acronym, is Discover Rome Area Family Trails, I believe.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay. They will be having one of their summer bike rides from 6 to 7:30. It'll be about 12 to 15 miles casual. This isn't Tour de France riding. And meet at Rome Town Center gazebo at 6 o'clock.
With an event like this, I would say if you don't have a bike, grab one of maybe the River Shriders bikes or a Bauer one, because it's a fun event. It's a great chance to get out on the bike, and especially for us adults, we don't get a chance to be on bikes very often. But it's a fun event. And that kicks off over at the Rome Town Center gazebo.
Yep.
Okay, meet them there at 6 tomorrow, everybody. It's going to be fun. This Saturday, our friends at the Rome Snow Bandits have their classic car show.
Yes, their annual car show from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Once again, held in Rome Town Center.
Mm-hmm.
Not only are there beautiful cars, bikes, and snowmobiles on display, but they have food and refreshments, raffles, kids' face painting, music provided by a DJ. It's just a really fun event for the entire family.
Everybody that has a classic car looks for any opportunity to get that baby out there.
Mm-hmm.
Here is another opportunity.
Yeah.
Along with supporting your community, having a good time, and being a part of all these other great things that are going on. It's going to be a really fun event. Going to be some beautiful cars strolling through the Rome area this weekend. It's going to be nice. Also going on Saturday, the annual Tri-Norris Mini Mudder. We love this event.
Yes. So that'll be 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. right at Tri-Norris Winter Park. It's about a mile-long mudder run, and the run concludes with a little shower station provided by the Rome Fire Department, and we will also have concessions there.
Special shout-out to the Rome Fire Department.
Mm-hmm.
We really greatly appreciate you and all the work that you do for our communities and keeping them safe and being a part of events like this.
Yeah.
Any chance for them to have some fun and get out into the public and do these kind of things is great. I love that.
Yes.
And it's the same thing for us as a community, any chance we get to get dirty. We love getting dirty. party. It's Wisconsin. We like getting out there in the mud, getting out there in the dirt, doing these kind of things. It's going to be a fun event. 10 to 3, this will be going on. And where is it taking place again?
Tri-North Winter Park, right off of County Highway O.
Some easy-to-follow signs to get you out there, and it's a great location.
Yeah, it really is. And they just do a great job maintaining it and actually setting up the course.
Like, yes.
Even when the kids have run through, they have like volunteers. I know we've had some hockey volunteers come in to help before. They just do a great job.
Yeah, Tri-North for decades have been doing great work in this area. Appreciate the people over there. Coming up on Tuesday, June 20th, got a really fun one taking place over at the library.
Yeah. So over at the Lester Public Library of Rome from 3:30 to 5, they will be doing sand art crafts. So you'll get to pick out a sand art bottle, some colors of sand, and make your own masterpiece. This program is not just for kids. It's for all ages. No registration is required. However, the program will be held outside, so dress accordingly. Put on your sunscreen.
Yes. And very important nowadays. You want to dress for warmer weather, probably, from what it's looking like right now. Tuesday is going to be a nice day, so that's great. That's really cool. But you want to dress for that. I'm really thankful that they kept this open to all ages because I want to do this.
Yeah.
But I know I'm not alone. I know there's a lot of adults that are going to have fun with this one. I love these events that we can create things and we take something from the event to take home. It never gets old. These kind of things are always fun. And you get a chance to check out the library a little bit, stop over there. That is always great. It's going to be a fun event. Thursday, June 22nd through Sunday, you're going to have a little bit of Nash. I haven't heard of this. What is this one?
Yeah, so don't quote me on this. I think it's either our second or third year doing this program where we have four Nashville singer-songwriters four nights in a row.
Wow.
Just performing at local establishments.
Yeah.
So Thursday, it'll be at Tunes on the Turn at Lake Arrowhead from 5 to 8 p.m. Friday, it'll be Hoozle's Bar on Highway 54. So that's not in Rome, but part of the,
Close enough.
Saturday, we will have Camelot on the Lake from 1 to 5. And then Sunday, we're back at Hoozle's at the Lakes, which is in Rome.
Yeah.
And that's 1 to 5.
We appreciate all these businesses. Love our friends at Lake Arrowhead at both Hoozle's locations, Camelot on the Lake. It's a great one. What a fun idea to bring a little bit of Nashville to Rapids here, to the Wisconsin area here. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, definitely. And just a quick thing, because we have so much live music in the area, it would probably take up multiple sessions of or midday magazine, we suggest you go to either our calendar and check out other upcoming music, or normally Hoozle's has all of their music laid out. So if we don't mention it, that's why we just don't want to be here for 2.5 hours.
Makes sense. Go to visitromewi.com, visitromewi.com. It's a fantastic website. You go ahead and bookmark that because it won't be the first or the last time you go there. You're going to be going there a lot. And I just click on events and boom, right there is everything I need. It's all lined up for me. It's all perfectly done. All broken down by date, of course. And I see right here, I see bands. I see all this showing up. It's great. It's a great website. You guys do a really nice job with this. Again, visitromewi.com is that website.
Yeah.
Saturday, June 24th, shopping extravaganza over at our friends over at Hoozle's.
Yeah, so I like to think of this almost as a farmer's market part two.
I like that.
So there will be a lot of vendors, crafters, and direct sales. I believe the last count I had was 30, maybe more now. Just kind of a nice get together again.
These we can't have enough of these kind of events.
Well, yeah.
Well, you know, we only have like 2 weeks of summer, so we got to get as much of these events in as we can. I like what you said there about the like kind of extension of a farmer's market or part two or any of that. It's great for our vendors.
Yeah.
Every opportunity for our vendors to be out there and to get their great goods to you is wonderful for them and helping a local business, helping our ag industry, all of this above.
Yeah.
And to your point, it's just nice to have these events, too. It's just great. Got another one coming up on that Saturday, June 24th.
Yeah. Back at the Leicester Public Library of Rome from 10 a.m. to noon, they will be having ceramic animal painting, not painting. So stop by the library and paint either a ceramic dinosaur or sea animal. The program is available for all ages, and no registration is required.
See, I'm starting to think that they knew I wanted to go to these events, so like we just might as well make it for all ages.
Yeah.
No, in all seriousness, that means, well, if I'm a mom and dad, I bring my kids down maybe. Mm-hmm. Or you know, we bring down the youngest, the baby, or something like that. Like, it turns into more of a family event.
Yeah.
Not that it can't be just when it's focused on kids,
mm-hmm.
but for mom and dad to be able to play along with the kids and doing these things, it's a real fun family activity.
It really is.
Not to say that if you just as a solo person wants to go to this event, you shouldn't. Like,
yeah.
go, have fun. It's going to be great. I'll meet you down there. You can sit next to me.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a fun event. I like these kind of things, and I'm looking forward to having more and more of this throughout the summer. That's a great one. And it also is our last one of June, which is just crazy.
Yeah, that's blowing my mind.
Yeah. I don't know what happened in June. If anybody has seen it, please let us know.
Yeah.
We'd love that we could use it. We'd mm-hmm. like a little more June. But we do look at July, and things kick off right on the 1st.
Yeah, so Lake Sherwood has their annual 4th of July celebration from 10 a.m. to about 11 p.m. Just a lot going on.
Mm-hmm.
So refreshments by Lake Sherwood.
Mm.
I don't know what that acronym is. Oops. Okay. Saturday, July 1st is Lake Sherwood's annual 4th of July celebration from 10 a.m. to 11 p.m. Refreshments will be provided by the LSPOA from 10 a.m. through midnight.
Mm.
They have a craft fair going on 10 to 3, kids games going 11 to 3, a beanbag tournament, adult games, the Shermalot ski team performs, and there's fireworks at dusk. Just basically all you think of when you hear about the 4th of July, they have it.
Yeah. Lake Sherwood's the place to be Saturday, July 1st.
Mm-hmm.
You get there early in the morning from 10, you're going to be there all day just having a good time. You come and go as you please if you'd like. I mean, there's going to be stuff for you going on. Shout out to LSPOA for providing the refreshments, certainly. The craft fair is going to be great, similar to what we were talking about before with our farmers markets and giving that opportunity mm-hmm. out there. Kids games, that's wonderful. We always appreciate that. Everybody loves beanbag tournaments. That's awesome. Now, adult games, the kind of generic giving of that, adult games, that just screams fun to me. That just means whatever that involves is going to be fun.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be a lot of fun. And I'm loving these opportunities to take in our ski teams.
Yeah.
Well, we get a chance to see some of them. We haven't seen them in a year. Here we are getting to not only be entertained by them, but it's a great way to watch them getting ready for the water ski show tournament that's right around the corner.
Mm-hmm.
The raffle, everybody loves a raffle.
Yes.
That's nice to have that going on as well. And I like that we're seeing more and more of this where people are doing things for first, second, third prize.
Yeah.
It's nice. It's nice to see that almost everybody wins, you know, mm-hmm. kind of thing.
Yeah.
That's going to be a great event Saturday, July 1st over at Lake Sherwood for their 4th of July celebration.
Yeah.
Saturday, July 1st also has another great event going on.
Yeah. So noon to 4 p.m. at Woodland Church, the Lakes Area Artist and Brush and Palette Club will have their art show. This art show includes original art and prints of watercolor, acrylic. They have basketry and mixed media from over 10 local artists. So it's not just showcasing a Rembrandt or Van Gogh. These are local people.
Which is a big deal to us around here, especially at WFHR. We have a whole show designed to help local artists with director's cut. We love to have local artists on the air with us. It's a really cool event. Any chance to promote these people
mm-hmm.
is not only something that I would hope others want to do and champion, but it's also really cool. Like, we love supporting local. We love rooting for we're all homers. We all love rooting for our locals and everything. And here's a great opportunity to do that, supporting local artists, taking in their great work, and maybe even being inspired yourself. Because I know a lot of artists like to take in artists' work. And I think Stephen King talked about this once. Great writers read. Mm-hmm. Great writers read, and that's what an artist is. If you're an artist, one of the most inspirational things you can do is seeing other people's work.
Yeah.
Encourage you to check that out. Kicking off on July 1st, Lakes Area Artists in Brush and Palette Club at Art Show. Art Show is going to be good. 11, noon to 4, that'll go on over at Woodland Church. Shout out to Woodland Church for hosting that, too. That's really cool. Saturday, July 8th, Draft Family Bike Ride.
Yeah, so 10 a.m. to noon on the 8th will be a kid-friendly family bike ride of about 4-ish miles. Mm. Once again, meet at the Rome Town Center around 10 a.m. So if you have little kids that don't want to go on that giant bike ride, this would be a perfect opportunity. It's not very far. Mm-hmm. It's not rough terrain going up and down giant hills.
Yeah. It's great for kids, too, to see adults and participating in these events.
Mm-hmm.
We know that they're sponges, those brains.
Yeah.
And they when they see you, they see this stuff, and it's an example to them. And
yes.
As they become adults and they have children, they participate in these events because they saw you doing it. It's a big part of that. So it goes along a lot of layers to it, a lot of layers to it, and also fun. It is fun. Enjoy yourselves with this event. We got Jillian with us from Visit Rome, and we're talking about some of the great events coming up in the Rome area. We're going through July now, where this is one of my favorite things I've ever seen you guys bring to us. I'm going to be honest. Mm-hmm. Bring your dog to the patio bar at Hoozles at the Lakes.
Yes. So from 1 p.m. to 5 p.m., on Sunday, July 9th, will be, let me retry that.
Yeah, go ahead. Take two.
Okay, so on Sunday, July 9th, from 1 p.m. to 5 p.m., will be Bring Your Dog to the Patio Bar at Hoozles at the Lakes. There is a $10 fee, but that also includes a little doggy gift bag.
Yeah.
There's live music from Rumors from 1 to 5. There will be pup cups for sale.
Nice.
And a 50-50 raffle. And the people at Hoozles would like you to consider a donation to the Humane Society, which can be like bleach, soft dog treats, Kleenex, paper towel, just monetary donations, etc.
We have, we just actually earlier today had Madison Rafter joining us from the Humane Society.
Mm-hmm.
She joins us with our Pet of the Week every Thursday. And one of the things that I always like to make sure to wrap up with is items they might need over there.
Yeah.
And it's kitten season always. So they can always use things for that. And encourage you to find out more about our Humane Society. They've got a lot of great things that they're doing over there. We just had Petpalooza.
Mm-hmm.
There's plenty of opportunities for you to help out. And there is certainly a furry forever friend over there for you.
Yes.
Encourage you to reach out to that. Big shout out to the Hoozles.
Mm-hmm.
Hoozles at the Lakes. These are people that constantly are looking for ways to work with the community, interact with the community, and give back to the community.
Mm-hmm.
Really appreciate the work they do over there,
yeah.
Along with having a great time. Like, because you can't have a glass of water over at the Lakes and not have a good time at Hoozles.
Yeah, it's
a good place.
Basically.
Bring your dog to the patio bar at Hoozles at the Lakes Sunday, July 9th. Going to be a lot of fun from 1 to 5. I might have to bring my fur brother Sam over there and check that out. Sam has never gotten to do something like that. That might be his moment. That might be his chance. Sunday, July 9th, live music at Hoozles at the Lakes.
Yes, so that will be running concurrently to Bring Your Dog to the Patio Bar. Featuring Rumors, a classic rock variety band that has been performing in and around the Rapids area for over 25 years.
Incredible band.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they have been doing this for a long time. I've seen them multiple times. I've never seen them do a bad song. Like, not just a bad show. I mean, I've never seen them do a bad song.
Mm-hmm.
That's how consistent and how good these they all are at this. Looking forward to seeing them again. That'll be a lot of fun. Tuesday, July 11th through Sunday, July 16th, we have one of our favorite events in all summer going on.
Yes. So it'll be the 124th annual Wisconsin Trap Shooters Association State Shoot happening over at the WTA complex in Rome. I don't even have enough time to explain all the different types of events. So visit the WTA's website for event information, the times of specific shoots, even what's for dinner that night.
Yeah.
they have it all there.
It's, again, one of these things that we look forward to. A great organization that puts back into the community, that has a lot of fun with this one. And the amount of people from out of town that come in for this event is always a little surprising to me, even though I've been in this area long enough to know better. I'm always blown away by that. And is anybody else just love seeing 124th? Like, it's their 124th. Yeah. They've been doing this a long time.
Yeah.
Do want to encourage you to check out visitromewi.com. Again, that's visitromewi.com. You guys have a great list of this on your website and a great way for people to check out more about trap shooting and some of that. It's a great event. And as Jill was talking about, check out WTA themselves and their website. Mm-hmm. A lot of great information there for you. Take in this event if you can. I know it's a couple of day event, so maybe you can only take 1 or 2 days in. Go for it.
Yeah, enjoy yourself. It is just cool to watch, too.
Oh, glad you mentioned that, Jillian. To those that I mentioned this last year, and I want to make sure to do that because I've heard from listeners that they were encouraged by this. I've taken in these events, and this isn't my wheelhouse, and I will take in everyone I can since. It was so much more fun than I would have ever imagined, and it's so much more engaging for the watcher. Not a lot of sports. You kind of just sit there and watch.
Yeah.
With this one, you're moving. You're following these things. It's almost like a tennis match in some ways.
Yeah.
It's a really fun time. I encourage you to check it out and support the WTA doing great work. Tuesday, July 11th, campfire painting with iHeart Art Studios. Love our friends at iHeart Art Studios.
Yes.
And campfire painting sounds like a lot of fun. I'm not a camper. I've never been camping. So I'm trying to learn more and more about this. Jillian, help me learn. What is this event about?
So this will be at the Leicester Public Library of Rome. We will have two sessions. So the first one is noon to 2 p.m. and then the second one is 3 to 5 p.m. You'll be able to create a beautiful campfire painting with Becky from iHeart Art Studios. There is registration required, so stop by the library front desk and or call 715-325-8990. And if you don't think you're an artist, don't let that set you back, because I've done painting with Becky before. She breaks it down where you're like, oh my gosh, this campfire is going to look terrible. It's going to look like a legit campfire by the end of the day.
I can't even draw a stick figure, and Becky could certainly help me. You know, she also gets to the fun of this.
Yeah.
It's about fun. It's not about, going back to your line earlier, it's not about making a new Rembrandt or Van Gogh. It's about just having fun.
Yeah, definitely.
Encourage you to take this in. Join Becky. And again, registration is required, so please do stop by the Leicester Public Library front desk or give them a call at 715-325-8990. That's 325-8990. If you do need that number again, just go ahead and email me, reach out to our team here, and we'll get it to you. Tuesday, July 11th, Gather by the Gazebo is back.
Yes.
So cool to have this event back.
Yes, we had our first one on Tuesday,
yeah,
or this past Tuesday. This is number two, happening July 11th from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. at the Rome Town Center Gazebo. It's presented by our friends at the Harder Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce. Bring your lawn chair or blanket and enjoy. Food will be available to purchase from Chatterbox Catering. The entertainment that night is Bob Allen. And just really nice to kind of get outside, enjoy some live music.
Love Bob, great performer. It's a get to have him down there. We love our friends at Chatterbox. And just the atmosphere of the gazebo and around there is great. Jillian, how did the first one go? It sounds like it went really well.
I think it did go pretty well for being, I think it rained earlier. So I know that always puts a little damper in things, but it seemed like it went well.
Join them for the Gather by the Gazebo all summer long, 5:30 to 7:30. Tuesday, July 11th is the next one. And as we're wrapping up here, Jillian, I did want to take the time to touch on one or two more things. Wednesday, July 12th, Rome Gardener Club meeting. This is a good one. This is a fun one, and I know a lot of people want to attend this.
Yeah. So they do have a monthly meeting once a month on Wednesdays from 9 a.m. to 10:30 p.m. Next month's session is going to be all about herbs. So it'll be about growing herbs, ways to use them in cooking and enriching your life. And the discussion will be led by some of our master gardener volunteers. And yeah, herbs are, they're fun to grow. They smell good. And they add a lot of flavor to things. So yeah, if you're interested, go ahead and check it out.
A lot more people getting into gardening, you know, and it's nice to, we encourage that and certainly love that you do. But, you know, we have a Janelle, we just had Janelle Weir in last week, and she's part of the Master Gardeners. And talking about this with her or Stephen and Katrina from Family Natural Foods, whenever we talk gardening, one of the things that I notice is the community aspect of it and how gardening, even on a personal level in your house in your, or in your yard, is still got such a community aspect to it. Talking with the master gardeners, sharing the information that they do can never hurt. It always helps to add to this. And it looks like a really fun event. Encourage you to mark that on your calendars. Wednesday, July 12th, Rome Gardener Club meeting from 9 to 10:30. And Jillian, we're going to wrap up here. I know we never have enough time.
Yeah, we really don't.
The Winter Shadowbox Craft coming up in July. Geo-coaching at Sandhill Wildlife Area in July. So you're going to have to come back next month so we can talk about this stuff. Sound good?
Sounds like a plan.
Jillian, if people do have follow-up questions, they want to know more about some of these great events going on in the Rome area, how can they get a hold of you?
Yeah, so you can either find me or Lisa at visitromewi.com. You can call our office, which is 715-325-3090. Or if you would like to email, email visitromewi@gmail.com.
And I want to encourage you to get to that website also to enter to win the Snow Dog Sports model. That is really cool. I want that thing. I want it bad. It looks awesome. I don't even know what I'd use it for, but I would want it. It's awesome. And you're going to have a better use for it. Go ahead and go to visitromewi.com. Jill, do us a favor. Tell Lisa hi for us. And thank you for the great work that you and Lisa do over there.
Yeah, thank you.
Appreciate you. We'll take a break. We'll come back with more Midday Magazine right here at WFHR, where we are locally grown radio.
Nakusa Port Edwards State Bank is your locally owned, full-service community bank in Nakusa, Port Edwards, and the town of Rome. Since 1913, they've been helping area communities, businesses, and individuals with their financial needs, and are happy to sponsor these What's Happening in Rome live discussions. Hope you enjoy the updates. Everyone at Nakusa Port Edwards State Bank is proud to be part of these exciting developments in the town of Rome. Remember, when in Rome, bank at Nakusa Port Edwards State Bank. Member Equal Housing Lender, FDIC Insured.
Locally grown, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Saturdays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Partly cloudy tonight with a low of 48. Northeasterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy again tomorrow. Daytime high is approaching 77. Mainly clear skies tomorrow night. Lows around 53. Low 80s Saturday. Warmer Sunday with highs in the mid 80s and scattered showers possible. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 61.
Welcome, everybody, to Midday Magazine for this June 15th, 2023. Got your host, James J. here. Thanks so much for joining us. Right now, one of my favorite people to talk to in the whole world, Jackie Carantini with us, human development and relationships educator with UW-Madison Extension, Wood County. Good morning, Jackie.
Hello.
Good to see you. How you been?
Thank you. Good.
Good, good. Jackie, there is a wide range of places we could start and we can get into today, but where do you want to start? What do you want to get into?
We've been talking a lot in the last couple of months about end-of-life planning. Mm-hmm. It's interesting because a lot of older adults, mm-hmm. I'm currently doing a class at McMillan right now, and I have folks in their 90s, mm-hmm. You know, and it's like, oh, I had a couple that he told me they've been married for 70 years. I'm like, mm-hmm. oh my gosh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
And I think we think of that, right? Like, oh, I'm not there yet. I'm not ready. Mm-hmm. But in reality, most things, you really, as soon as you turn 18, you're considered an adult in the state of Wisconsin. And there's some things that you really do need to consider, especially when it comes to some medical mm-hmm. pieces. So whether we're talking about power of attorney for healthcare, mm-hmm. If you want anything, you know, as regards to a living will, if you were in a car accident tomorrow, would you want to be, you know, kept alive on a respirator? Would you want CPR? Do you want to be tube fed? If you're in a coma, you're not responding. Do you want your family, you know, to continue? These are conversations that, you know, it's not pleasant, it's not happy, yeah. but it's life. Yeah. And it really could happen to anyone at any time. When it comes to the medical component of it, one of the things I always tell folks we have to remember is that Wisconsin is not a next of kin state. Mm-hmm. And you and I have talked about this before. And lately, I've been getting a lot of response from medical providers. So let's say, what does that mean? Wisconsin is not a next of kin state means that according to the law, unless you have it in writing, so unless you have that living will, your power of attorney for healthcare, your forms filled out and filed, they do not automatically go to your family members or your loved ones to make decisions. It is the medical team. Now, most, if not all, of our medical systems in the state of Wisconsin have a personal policy within that system that they will converse with the family to see what the family's wishes are. Mm-hmm. But that is not required by law. So that's why when you go to every single time you go into Marshfield Clinic or Aspirus for an appointment and they say, have you filled out your living will? Do you have a power of attorney for healthcare? That is why, because they want you to be able to make your choices. So, you know, when it comes to any of this relating to end of life, again, there are many reasons we don't talk about it. No one wants to talk about, you know, the fact that I could be gone tomorrow.
Yeah.
It's anybody, right?
Yeah.
Like, that's anybody. Our family members don't want to talk about it. They want us to live forever. So I've heard from a lot of older adults like, well, I even bring it up. My kids are like, yeah, mom, stop talking about that. You know? Right. They don't, you know, that idea. It might bring up bad memories. It might bring up, you know, something when your grandma went into a nursing home or, you know, when you lost someone in your family very abruptly and you didn't have things planned. Mm-hmm. So it brings up emotions and it brings up all that kind of fun stuff. So there's many, many reasons that we don't do that. But the, you know, number one reason that you should is that, again, there's some laws in place that say, yes, you know, we have tools here in Wisconsin for you to designate where you want stuff to go, what you want to happen. So I'm not going to talk too much. That's enough about medical. But the idea is just really thinking about, I usually ask folks, you know, where are you at? Where are you starting?
Yeah.
Right? Like, what have you already done? Do you have a will? Do you have, you know, power of attorney for finance, mm-hmm. power of attorney for healthcare? Have you already had, do you have stuff set up as, you know, payable on death or transfer on death? There's some really good tools here in the state of Wisconsin.
One of the earliest things, and I was just thinking in my head as we were talking, Jackie, we've been doing this a while together. Yep. I didn't realize that, but we've been talking for a while. And you were one of the first to really, really hit on mental health. And really bring that term up and bring it into especially on the magazine show here.
Yep.
When we talk about mental health, it bleeds into so many things. And one of the first things I'm thinking of with this is, I think we've done a great job as a society bringing the terminology of mental health and a lot of the factors of that to the fold. Now it's time to put things into action.
Right.
Like it's not enough to just talk it anymore. Now we got to walk the walk.
Right.
And part of your mental health is stressors. One of the biggest stressors we have is these things that I got to take care of that. I'll get to it. It'll be fine. I'll get to it. And then time runs out.
Yeah.
The sooner you take care of these things, the ease, the relief that happens to you. I bring this up only for an example, but my mom and dad are planners. They are planners. They like to work through things. They work ahead. It's part of the reason they work so well together as much as they're opposites. Yeah. They're both planners. But they, my mom gets close to retirement. My father already retiring before her. And I will never forget this. It happened like a year ago, but it feels like it was yesterday. She's got this blank look on her face, and she doesn't know what to do. Like, wait a minute, where do I begin? Like, right. I'm retired now. What is the, how do I collect Social Security? How do I do these things? And along the list of things that she had was, have I taken care of my will? Well, that was the one thing on her list she could check off.
Oh, nice.
And that relief, just in that little moment, that relief on her face, I will never forget. Yep. Like, it, and immediately she was able to go to the next task. We've all got things on our plate. And there is very few times where you get to that plate and like, huh, it's all empty. Like, there's usually something on there.
It doesn't happen.
No, it doesn't. So the more you can take off that plate, the better your mental health is, and the better the mental health of your loved ones can be, because this is another great reason to do these things.
Yeah, so that I'm so glad you brought that up, because I think that's usually where we start with any of this. So again, yeah, there's so many different ways you can go on, you know, different components of end-of-life planning. But I usually ask folks, you know, where you're starting, what are your goals? What are your goals, right? So, yeah. So if it is to make things less stressful for my family once I'm gone, I've had many. You're right. We've been doing this a really, really long time, over 20 years. But I can recall, you know, many times over those years, I'll ask someone, you know, okay, have you started this process? And they're like, well, I'll be dead. I don't care. You know, I'm just going to leave it to my family. And it's like, okay, that is a way, that is a method, but then what does that mean? So there is a lot of research and statistics that talk about reasons that families don't communicate after someone is gone. And number one is up there is that idea of it wasn't planned out. Yeah. And so families, the way items are distributed, whether it's tangible or not tangible, and I'll talk about that in a second, what that means, you know, the feelings were hurt, things weren't fair, what's, you know, the definition of fair, family members didn't say anything to anybody, they just did it and didn't have a conversation, so some people were in the loop and some people weren't in the loop, and they hang on to that, because as we all know, death is so personal, and it just takes one tiny little thing that we grasp onto, and then we can stick with that forever. So I usually ask folks, start off with, you know, what are your goals? So if your goals are, you know, preserving family memories, okay, that takes us down a path. You know, then we can start having conversations. We can start writing things down. I'm in the middle of a series we have called Planning Ahead, and one of the examples I keep giving the group is that I have this laundry basket, and I don't know if I've told you this before, but it's looks could be something that came from Shopko, you know, 15, 20 years ago. I don't know. It's just about a 3 feet long, foot and a half wide laundry basket. It's just a wooden laundry basket. The only clue that you have that this is not from Shopko is the bottom of it is about maybe just under 4 inches thick.
Okay.
Yeah, that piece of wood is like super, super thick. So then you realize, in reality, this laundry basket came from my grandmother, who lived to be 96, and it was from her grandmother, who also lived to be in her 90s. So if we try to date this thing, we're going back about 150 years.
Wow.
Okay. It's a laundry basket, right? Yeah. There really is not a lot of sentimental value to this, but this is one of those that, yeah, I want my kids to know, please don't send that to Goodwill. Please don't throw that. I don't care what you do with it. You can keep your, our whole lives, my kids' whole lives, we've kept our winter hats and gloves in it. And that, you know, comes out in the winter and the porch sits out. It's got hat and gloves in it. Yeah. And then, you know, summer it moves into the closet and it comes back out. I don't care what they do with it, but there is, you know, there is meaning behind it. Not necessarily, you know, a lot of sentimental value, not necessarily monetary value, but there is meaning. So that's one of those things that, I need other people to know, this is who it came from. This is how many generations this thing has been in existence. And this is the approximate age of it. I'm still gifting it to you. You can do whatever you want with it.
Yeah.
But I need you to know the meaning behind it, right? So that's that part of preserving memories, family items. That's that really important piece. So it's a part of it is verbally having conversations. The other part is to actually, you know, get it in writing. So when you give something to someone, you tell them the meaning that went with it. It might be improving family relationships. So if your goal is to, I want everybody to get along, then you're going to spend spend a little bit more time on what is fair and that definition of fair. And you're going to actually include more people in the process so everybody has a part in it and they know what's happening as we go along. It might be maintaining privacy. I may have told you this story before, but I was working with a family this past year. The woman had had breast cancer, and so she had a fairly long journey, just under 10 years from the time she was diagnosed till she did pass away last summer. But I kept asking everybody, like the whole group, you know, have you done any of this? Have you talked about this? Do you know what her wishes are? And the answer was no. Like, no one wants to talk about it. They knew her death was inevitable toward the end. They knew it was coming, like right down to the days and, you know, in the hours. But no one wanted to talk about it. It was just where they were in their family. They didn't want to bring it up. Mm-hmm. And literally, true story, she's being loaded into the ambulance at the farm, carried away on her last day. Mm-hmm. She calls her daughter-in-law over, you know, goes, waves her down, you know, says, come here, puts her head right next to her face. And she said, it's all done. Mm-hmm. It's all done. It's in my sock drawer. And, you know, her daughter-in-law is bawling. And she's like, what? You know, she had no idea. Literally, the woman had every single thing planned out. She had right down to the flowers she wanted at the funeral. She had her pictures there. She had the music. She had everything paid for and taken care of. And but they didn't want to talk about it.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
she knew her family didn't want to talk about it. So she took care of it herself. So that maintaining privacy, and, you know, it was done. She took care of it. But she didn't want anyone else in her business. That's a method. That's a method, you know. So the important piece of this is there's no right or wrong to any of this.
Yeah.
There is no timeline on any of this. It really is for you. But the first part is figuring out, you know, kind of what are your goals and then how do you want to set yourself off on it, right?
You never, as my kids get older into their 20s and everything, I realize this more and more, and many of you out there will realize this, you never stop being a parent. Even in death, okay? Like, your job as a parent is never done. Even when you're gone, it's not done. You set these things up and you set your kids up so they don't have to worry about these things. You brought up a couple of really great things. One, I love that story. That hit me. That was really good. Thank you for sharing that. But the division that this can cause in families. I mentioned last time we talked about this, some of that happened in my family. Well, right away I hear from listeners, boom, 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 my family, my family, my family. I'm starting to think that not a family out there isn't affected by this. So what a great way to counter that, to get ahead of the game on that one. And you take care of these things so there's no discourse. There's none of this stuff that can happen. You leave no quarter for any of this to happen with your family.
Exactly. Share as much as possible.
And I'm sorry, Jackie, really quick. I wanted to mention this before, too. The time that this can take. I understand that it may not be the funnest amount of time. But you, again, coming back to parenting or just being a good to your loved ones or any of that, the time that you take to do this now saves time when you are gone from them having to do this and spend. And maybe they could spend a little bit more time healing and remembering you and honoring your legacy and that. Not so much time on the will. And who's going to get that knickknack or something like that.
Yeah, absolutely. So you're right. You know, listeners are right. It is the number one reason that families have issues is how things are distributed. So that takes us to the topic that I could talk on all of this forever. and there are so many components to us. But we do have a program coming up in July. And it's called Who Gets Grandma's Yellow Pie Plate? it is a curriculum that's been around for a really long time. It comes out of Minnesota. And it is non-titled property transfer. Really complicated. What does that mean? Non-titled property transfer. You ready? Mm-hmm. It's the junk in your house. it's the junk in your house that doesn't go into your will. Right?
Yeah.
So, and that is the stuff that people fight over. That is what families have issues and concerns over. Yep, your will covers your house, it covers your car, it covers your hunting land or your boat, you know, all of that. That is taken care of. Most families have that taken care of in some way, shape, or form. There may or may not, if there's a monetary value to it, there's a connection. But most of the time, there's not as much of an emotional connection to that tangible property. Non-title property, the junk in your house, that's where the emotional connection comes to. That grandma's yellow pie plate, grandpa's guns, grandpa's guitar, right? Yeah, yeah. The stuff that memories are connected to. It doesn't necessarily have, it may or may not have a monetary value, but it is the stuff that I am emotionally connected to. Mm-hmm. So when I come to your house, I immediately go back to, you know, when I was 8 years old and we went fishing or we did this. Yeah. Or, you know, every time I walked in, grandma made cookies and the house smelled like cookies. Mm-hmm. I want that rusty old cookie sheet, right? Mm-hmm. Like, it's that kind of stuff. So this program that we have in July called Who Gets Grandma's Yellow Pie Plate, we'll talk about methods for non-titled property transfer. So again, most folks, you know the big stuff. You've taken steps for your estate. You've taken steps for your will, that titled property. But the non-titled property, what are methods for doing that? And so we'll talk about what we just talked about today. You know, what are your goals? So first off, starting off, what are your goals? Second, you know, what is definition of fair for you? And that really, that's hard. That wow. I could spend an entire hour and a half class on what is fair.
Just because, thinking about it right now.
Oh, yeah. It's hard. It's really, really hard. So, you know, it might be I've had families say, well, you know, everybody gets the same monetary amount. Or the oldest starts and the oldest gets to pick something first. And then it makes it weighs down. We put everything into an estate sale. And then everybody gets so much money and they get to buy something back out because that's fair, right? There's no right or wrong answer here.
The oldest, I think you had it right in the beginning, Jackie. I think, yeah, the oldest should decide. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to mess you up.
It gets complicated. Like, yeah. It gets super, and again, this is why families don't talk and they have issues. But so we will run through what are some of the methods for that non-titled property transfer. You know, there's some easy things as, you know, a method, one of the methods we recommend is gifting back before you pass away. So if someone gave you something, I'm going to gift it back to you. And then I'm going to say, you know, and tell a story with it. Or again, that idea of gifting now. So if there are things that, you know, you hold a dear memory to. Yeah. And so it could go that opposite way too. So not just the grandchild with the grandparent, it could be the grandparent saying, oh my gosh, I loved when you came over and we made cookies together, or I taught you how to knit. I'd really like you to have blankety blank, blank, blank. So that's the important stuff. It's the stories. The stories are so good. And that's that important piece with it, right? So we'll talk, you know, so gifting back, telling stories, sharing, labeling things, but we'll go through all of these different methods in detail. Kind of pros and cons. Everybody gets this fantastic book that comes out of Minnesota that has all the worksheets in it. This is free of charge, so it's a good deal because you get this fantastic book. But it kind of goes through, again, there's no right or wrong here. So it gives suggestions on methods, and then it gives things to consider. So what might, you know, kind of pros or cons, what might happen, because it's different with every single family, with every single item. So I think the other thing to think about with any kind of end of life planning is the idea of, we call about the six D's, when you should pull this stuff back out. So when you get a new diagnosis, when you hit a new decade, so if you have a big birthday, you know, 50, 60, 70, 80, when you change domiciles, so when you downsize houses or change and you move, death, diagnosis, divorce, all of these fun D's. But these are all things that change your perspective. So you might have filled this stuff out, you know, when you were in your 40s. Now you're in your 70s and you might be thinking about it from a whole different ball game. So again, it's good. This is not necessarily a one and done. It's a pull it back out and kind of look at it and then kind of think through. And maybe you tried it with a few things. So just one quick story before we end. In my family, my dad has always said guns was his thing, right? Like, he's collected guns for many, many years. Most of us have no idea really how many they are. but since I was little, that he told us, and then when I had children, that, you know, in his will, everybody gets guns. That's just kind of, because in his head, and he's right, they don't necessarily lose monetary value. And so that was kind of his investment, his thing was guns, and whether little kids want guns or not, let's not talk about the value of that. But that was in his head.
Smart
his
move.
Thing,
it's, right? Yeah, it's a caring, smart move.
So youngest grandchild, not getting into the greats, just youngest grandchild, is now 14. And we traveled. I took my dad to North Carolina for a family event. We drove, and so we get there, and I didn't even know, as we're pulling our bags out, there's all these boxes in the back. I'm like, What is that? You know? Guns. It's guns. He's going to gift guns to this youngest person because he asked about them and he went through hunter safety and he wanted to do this. Okay. I'm like, well, that's great. That's a really good idea. Like, because you're doing it now while you're still alive and then you can talk about this with him and give him some tips and, you know, open it up and give lessons. And this is really good. That's not what happened, James. Then all the other grandchildren came over who are now in their 20s. One of them just got married. That's why we were there. Another one in college, whatever. You got a gun? Where's my gun? Yep, oh, my gosh. They immediately got their phones out. They were Googling this to find the value. They were very valuable guns. Mm. My dad didn't even know the value of these guns. They were worth thousands of dollars. So now he just gave thousands of dollars worth to a 14-year-old. And so then the other kids, and I was like, oh, holy smokes. You know, and he kind of sat back and he was like, well, I really thought I was just doing a nice thing.
He's just,
But great example of holy smokes, this hornet's nest. And so it was good for us to then talk about, okay, let's talk this through, right? You have enough guns for everybody to have many, many guns, right? Right. So that was the first inkling that we were told really how many guns there are, right?
Yeah.
So it, when we go back to what is your goal, and if your goal is to be fair, yeah, we can do that. And my dad had not thought about the monetary value because that was never in his thing. Kids, they were thinking that. They were looking that up. They were Googling that. They were thinking about that. So I was like, okay, let's go back. Let's go back to the drawing board here. Like, okay, everybody's still getting guns, but if this now, we want this to be fair, and we want it to be fair monetarily, okay, let's go back. Let's start doing, you know, you pull out your inventory. Let's look at what they're worth so we have an idea, and then you can distribute accordingly. So my point in this story is it's not a one and done. That might change. He's had this in his will since those kids were born, right? So this has been that way for, you know, 20, 30 years. He's had this plan. Plan changes, right? So still going to distribute the guns, but how we do it, why we do it, goals behind it, definition of fair changed, right? Because now that monetary value came into fair, that wasn't a part of his definition of fair before. Fair before was, I'm just going to give everybody a gun. Okay, now that's changed a little bit. So again, no right or wrong on any of this, but just, so we'll discuss ways to kind of go through that. So just real quick, it is Tuesday, July 11th at McMillan. It is free. It's called Who Gets Grandma's Yellow Pie Plate. We'll do an hour and a half, 6 to 7:30. If you want to register, you want more information, you can contact the extension office. Our number is 715-421-8437. So I'll say that one more time, 715-421-8437. And it is Who Gets Grandma's Yellow Pie Plate.
Jackie, one of the things that you touched on there with that beautiful story, by the way, I didn't know how great of a storyteller you are. Like, you really are good. You had me right there with you on that. I appreciate you sharing that in part because it is a beautiful story. And I was brought there with that moment and being in that grandson's shoes and how great that's got to feel. And then I started thinking about how for your dad, like, when we talk about giving these items, usually the person has passed. Here's an opportunity for a person to experience that and see given the item. That's really cool for that person. But I wouldn't have thought about all the hornet's nest that came after that. So great story for a lot of reasons. And another good reason, maybe if you do plan this outright and you do cross your T's and dot your I's and all that, that maybe it is a good idea to give items away while you're still alive. I don't think that it has to be a awkward situation if it's thought through. It's not to say that he didn't or anything. It's just more of an example of even when you do think things through, there's always that gray area that you don't think of.
Exactly. You know, you don't know what you don't know.
And again,
I think that's why we always start off with, again, it sounds silly, but what is your definition of fair and what do you want to accomplish in the process? And if you make that everybody aware of that and you make that known from the beginning, then it softens the blow in the end, right? So even if this would have happened after my dad passed away, but he had shared, you know, in his will, you know, my goal is that everyone gets a gun. Bottom line, I evenly want to distribute. Mm-hmm. Everybody gets a gun. Then they know. Well, you know what? Yeah, he wasn't looking at it. So in this case of the two guns he took, he had won them. He literally had never even opened the boxes. He didn't. He knew what type of gun it was, but he didn't know the value.
Yeah.
So he couldn't have even anticipated that because he literally had never even opened these boxes. Mm-hmm. So he just went, oh, new gun. This looks great. He pulled it out and you know, threw it in the truck and off we went. So again, I think that's the important part of when we start this process. Yes, it's junk in your house, and you kids and grandkids and neighbors might go, oh my gosh, you're a hoarder. You have junk in your house. Okay. Mm-hmm. But what are your goals? What methods do you want to do? And what is, you know, your purpose of doing this? Mm-hmm. So, you know, you might gift everybody a item and have a story to go with a item. And the rest of it goes to Goodwill. Like, there's so many ways we can go about this. But starting off with what is my purpose? What is my definition of, you know, fair? And what do I want to accomplish? Mm-hmm. And again, making sure others know that. And it doesn't mean you have to. So if you know that everybody's going to fight like cats and dogs, it might be the first story that I said where the woman said, you know what? I have it all done.
Yeah.
And it's here. It's in my sock drawer. Mm-hmm. You know, time comes, go get it. It's all lined up.
Mm-hmm.
She knew her family didn't want to talk about it, whether they were going to argue or not. That's not the point. It was that, yep, she anticipated that.
Yeah.
She knew they wouldn't want to talk, but she had it all lined out and ready to go. And she did have stories, and she had different things that went with stuff. So it was done very well. So there's no right or wrong here. I think that's the important piece for everybody to know. There's no right or wrong. There's no